In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss the human, Ludwig von Beethoven, versus the romantic myth of Beethoven.
The emphasis on subjectivity, on interiority, overcoming the blows of faith and turning adversity into triumph, have made Beethoven an ideal model for the romantic artist, capital letters, the romantic artist, the deaf composer forced to listen inwardly in isolation. Those who followed glorified and almost deified his image in stories, in paintings, where he walks into a gathering storm, his unbuttoned overcoat and hair flying wildly in the wind, gazing fiercely and challenging the elements. Prometheus personified. Franz Liszt seldom played Beethoven's sonatas, there are 32 of them, but would stun the audience with his piano arrangements of his symphonies. A heroic solitary man on the stage replacing an entire orchestra. There is a romantic gesture and a huge ego of an amazing virtuoso. The contrast between Beethoven the man and Beethoven the romantic hero is shocking. Short, stocky, with a disproportionately large head and a bad complexion. Difficult, impatient, given to sudden rages. A man who did not understand his own motives and misinterpreted those of others. And the squalor of whose apartment could be tolerated only by him. Our Prometheus did not empty his chamber pot often enough.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But the romantic myth started already during his lifetime. His fame, his legend, was spreading through Europe as his health was declining and as he has become more reclusive, more bizarre in his behavior, his conduct. In the early 20s, that's an interesting story, in the early 1820s, he was out on a long walk, which was his custom. He followed a path along a canal, a towpath, without knowing where he was going, with nothing to eat. By the time he reached the basin of the canal, he found himself in another town. Confused, tired, he began to look through the windows of some of the houses. The residents, seeing a disheveled man, shabbily dressed, unkempt, called the police. The more he insisted he was Beethoven, the less they believed him. The policeman said, "You're a bum. Beethoven doesn't look like this," and locked him up. This is Beethoven while he's writing his divine...
Wait, what happened? Did they let him out?
Yeah. And just reminding you that this is when he writes his most profound music. Finally, they called a Kapellmeister, a music director from a nearby town, who identified him and they let him go. For Trivial Pursuits, by the way, the name of this Kapellmeister was Herzog. I think that the policeman was right. This grotesque, confused person was only the shell of Beethoven. The physical ruins of a man whose life force, whose spiritual journey, were channeled into music. Styles and fashion come and go, but the more we probe into his troubled life, the clearer is the message, the real me, the best of me, has been transformed into music.
That was Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.